In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen. Good day. Good to see you all. Blessed congratulations to you, young lady, Therese. Therese of Lisieux is a saint which she has chosen for her confirmation. We'll get more into that in just a moment, but today's Mass is being offered for the repose of the soul of our sister, Tara. Tara, who recently passed. Blessed soul. I continue to pray for the repose of her soul, Tara Martinez. Want to do the readings in the vernacular? Yes, you do. Okay, we'll do it. The reading from Sirach, from the book of Sirach. Behold, a great priest who in his days pleased God and was found just in the time of wrath, that he made a reconciliation. There was not found like him who kept the law of the Most High. Therefore an oath of the Lord made him to increase among his peoples and gave him the blessing of all nations and confirmed his covenant upon his head. He acknowledged him in his blessings. He preserved him for his mercy, and he found graces before the eyes of the Lord. He glorified him in the sight of kings and gave him a crown of glory. He made an everlasting covenant with him and gave him the great priesthood and made him blessed in glory to execute the office of the priesthood and to have praise in his name and to offer him worthy incense for an odor of sweetness. Thus concludes the reading from the book of Sirach. Please stand for the recitation, the continuation of the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Even as a man going into a far country called his servants and delivered them to his goods, and to one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, and to another 1, and to everyone according to his proper ability. And immediately he took his journey. And he that had received the 5 thousands went away and traded with the same and gained another 5. And in like manner, he that had received 2 gained the other 2. But he that had been trusted the one, going his way, digging into the earth and hid his Lord's money. But after a long time, the Lord of those servants came and reckoned with him. And he that had received the 5 talents coming brought the other 5 talents, saying, Lord, thou didst deliver to me 5 talents. Behold, I have gained another 5 over and above. And his Lord said to him, well done, good and faithful servant, because thou hast been faithful over a few things, I will place thee over many things. Enter into the joy of thy Lord. And he also that had received the 2 talents came and said, Lord, thou hast delivered 2 talents to me. Behold, I have gained another 2. His Lord said to him, well done, good and faithful servant. Because thou hast been faithful over a few things, I will place thee over many things. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord. Thus concludes the continuation of the Holy Gospel. You may be seated. Today is also the feast day of St. Thomas of Villanova. We'll get to that in just a moment. And we'll be brief for you as well, because I was told that some of you may not have been aware that you were coming to a confirmation mass. Is that true? Well, you got the grace. You got the grace of seeing the grace come down upon this lovely young lady. So, did you know that I didn't choose these readings? Did you know who chose them? Somebody named the church. The church chose them. The church chose them for today. These aren't the readings for a confirmation mass, man, nothing of the sort. Okay, so we're doing the Mass of St. Thomas of Villanova. We're doing a commemoration of the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. Okay, that's why we're wearing the beautiful red this day. And so, didn't you see how, what did it talk about? It used that word, confirmed. Do you remember what that word, confirmed, means? To strengthen, okay, to strengthen, to make strong, confirme, to strengthen not alone, but it has that con, cum, that word before it, which means together, meaning you're being strengthened together, not being made strong on your own, young Therese, but so that you may be strong with the church, with the power of the Holy Spirit that gives strength and vivacity, that gives dynamism to the church. Now, those dynamisms are sevenfold. What are they? You've spaced on them, okay? You've spaced on them, but that's all right. Guess what? They were prayed over you, weren't they? That's why I'm going to read to you what was said. It's a spirit of wisdom and understanding. You're strengthened with that. You're spirited with counsel and fortitude. You were given the strength of the knowledge and piety, and that you were implanted within your soul a deep and profound fear of the Lord, which is the very first step of going up the ladder to that highest state, which is wisdom, the consummation of charity and love filling your soul. That's what our Lord granted upon you, the fullness to complete your confirmation graces this day. What are the prayers that were prayed? I said I would give you them as well. So when she first came forward, the first prayer that was prayed over her was this. It said, let Almighty and Eternal God, who in your kindness you gave these your servants a new birth through water and the Holy Spirit, referring to her baptism, and granted them the remission of sins, which is what baptism does, healing especially original sin. Send forth from heaven upon this your daughter the sevenfold gifts of the Holy Spirit, which we just talked about. Right after invoking all those graces upon her, we prayed, O mercifully fill her with the spirit of your fear, and seal her with the sign of the cross of Christ, as I made the sign of the cross over her, that she may obtain everlasting life through the same Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. And she was kneeling with the holy chrism, which itself has been confirmed or strengthened with that balsam. So it's not just mere oil, but it's actually been strengthened and fortified to give off that sweet fragrance. If you want to know what the Holy Spirit smells like, go over and get real close to that young lady. You're going to smell what the Holy Spirit smells like. That's chrism. the oil which is given to those who receive the Holy Spirit. Then I said, I sign you with the sign of the cross, with the first stroke of the cross. And then I said, then I confirm you, I make you strong with the chrism, with the Christ oil of salvation, in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Because you receive not merely the Holy Spirit, but wherever the Holy Spirit is, the Father and the Son are there. And Sister Anne will point out to you each and every time you walk out that door, you're encountering that window of the Holy Spirit where it faces you and says, Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, all one God. They're not the same person. They're different persons, but they all share that one same divinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Awesome thing to be Catholic. And then after praying the beautiful prayer that we prayed, we concluded saying, Oh God, you gave the Holy Spirit to your apostles, and you will that through them and their successors to be given to the rest of all the faithful. Look with favor upon our humble service that we perform today and grant that the Holy Spirit, descending into the heart of this woman, whose forehead we have anointed with holy chrism and signed with the sign of the Holy Cross, may by dwelling there, talking about the Holy Spirit dwelling within her, make her a temple of his glory. You who are the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, live and reign forever and ever. And I gave you that final blessing, saying, may the Lord bless you from Mount Zion, the mountain where God dwells, that you may see the prosperity of Jerusalem, not just the city, not just the nation of Israel, but the true Jerusalem in heaven, heavenly glory, all the days of your life, and you may have that everlasting life. Isn't that why God made you? Yeah, grinning from ear to ear, you can't see her behind the mask. This is what the Lord has done for you this day. You know what? He did the exact same thing for St. Thomas Villanova. He looked out all these things. I'm going to give you a little introduction to his life in just a couple sentences. But then you'll see how you're called to do the exact same thing. You're called to be exactly like St. Thomas of Villanova. St. Thomas of Villanova, the glory of the Spanish church in the 16th century, was born in 1488. He had a thirst for science, meaning for knowledge of the saints, and led him to enter into the house of the Austin friars in Salamanca. In fact, even the Emperor Charles V would come and seek out this young man's wisdom through his life. This emperor was moved by a message from God to appoint him to the most important see there, to make him Archbishop of Valencia. And on being led to this church, this poor man, this holy man, when he first came there to visit there, he pushed aside the silken cushions that were there for him to be able to walk upon, to be able to seat himself upon. He pushed them aside, and immediately when he went down, he kissed the ground as a sign of his own humility. After he was consecrated bishop, what did he do? His first visit in his see wasn't to go see the most important people in his parish, the most important ones in his diocese who he would rely upon to enrich the things of God. Where'd he go? Directly to the prison. Went directly to the prison to do what? To visit them. And then he went to present himself to the chapter for his palace, which was devoted to a public hospital instead. Took all those riches and said, take care of those who are sick. That's what needs to happen in this town now. For as a child, he had done what? He had given his meal to the poor. So he made sure that 2/3 of all his episcopal revenues, his income, were now annually spent in alms. Daily he fed over 500 needy persons and brought up himself the orphans of the city, treating them as though they were his own children, and sheltered all those who were neglected foundlings as though with his own mother's care. During his 11 years as the Bishop of Valencia, not a single poor maiden was ever married without receiving personally an alms from this great saintly bishop. Spurred by his example, the rich and the selfish became liberal and generous. And when on the Nativity of Our Lady, September the 8th, in 1555, St. Thomas came to die, he was well nigh the only poor man in the entirety of his bishopric. Isn't that something? What did he perform there? What was he doing that we spent so much time studying? That I taught you even from this own pulpit about 7 months ago, if you recall. Wasn't he doing the works of mercy? That's what you're called to do. You know, we're not going to make it into heaven unless we do that. What are those things? Feed the hungry. To give drink to the thirsty. To shelter the homeless. To visit the sick. To visit those who were imprisoned. The very first thing he did, right? And then to make sure to provide for the burial of the dead. To bury the dead. That's what you're called to do with this grace of confirmation, to do all those things. St. Thomas of Villanova isn't the only one who, as the Book of Sirach said, was confirmed and given strength. Rather, young Therese, you were given, I think, in my opinion, as your pastor, I think you're not the one who was given one talent. Two talents would be too few for you. You're at least a 5-talent young lady. And so our Lord is sending you forth at this time to what? He's gone off, left you, not entirely alone, but let you to do what he's been entrusted to you with those 5 talents. So go and produce. Make those 5 talents more. So that when you present them just as the holy saint of Villanova, holy saint of Valencia, St. Thomas, so too you may hear those words, well done, thou good and faithful servant, enter into your master's joy. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.